Hello, everyone, and welcome to Early Childhood Community Development Center's very first podcast. Our podcast series is titled Connecting and Collaborating with the Early Learning Community, and we are starting a focus with pandemic reflections. Our first in the series is titled Recognizing Educators' Dedication and Cultivating Well-being. As an organization, our mission is to inspire excellence in early learning and childcare. And with that, we recognize that over the last 8 months, educators have gone through a lot of ups and downs with the pandemic. However, we have heard so many inspiring stories from centers and educators about how they have adapted and moved forward with all of these changes. In honor of this, we wanted to offer a way to connect with the early learning community that would offer some recognition, positivity, reflection, and hope for the months to come. Through our podcast, we look forward to reaching out to the early learning community and hearing their stories of resilience, dedication, mindfulness, and all their learnings along the way. We encourage you as a listener to send us your questions, your feedback, and any thoughts that we can explore during our podcasts. We have a social media presence on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And you can also connect with us through our website, which is www.eccdc.org. In today's first podcast, we are going to be exploring the concept of recognizing educators' dedication and cultivating well-being, which includes the positive impact which educators have in our community and truly reflects their ongoing commitment in the childcare and early years field. With the added expectations and guidelines during the pandemic, the well-being of our educators has, is, and will be an essential part of their daily practice. Healthy habits, mindfulness, and resiliency are experiences that can be learned at any age and incorporated at any stage of our lives. Let's take a journey on how to embody such practices in the present moment. Today, we are excited to be connecting with two different members of our early learning community. First, we are welcoming Priyanka Tan, who is our Quality Childcare Niagara Coordinator, and she is going to share some thoughts on healthy habits, which she had an opportunity to explore during her recent professional learning around the brain story. Priyanka, welcome. We're hoping you can share a little bit about yourself, your role, and the journey that you've had with brain story.
Thank you, Patricia, for that lovely introduction. Hi, everybody. This is Priyanka Tan, as Patricia had mentioned. I'm the Quality Childcare Niagara Coordinator, and I'm very excited to be with you today as listeners. So as Patricia had mentioned, I had the opportunity to participate in the Brain Story, which is offered through Alberta Family Wellness. So the Brain Story, just to give you a little bit of an information, it is a story about how experiences shape our brains through science and how the human relationships, they depend on those around us and the experiences that we build. And through those experiences, we build our foundation of our brain from newborn all the way to adulthood. So with that, the Brain Story certification is available online. And from that course that I had taken, there were lots of great information and the takeaways that I had learned from that. One of it was resilience. So a lot of you may be familiar about what resilience is, what it means to you. But in general, resilience is skills and abilities that develop through experience and allow us to adapt and stay healthy. And when we think about it in a broader perspective, such as your community in Niagara, we can all work together to build and support each other as individuals of all ages and in building those healthy habits and through resilience. And if you want to take a moment just to picture a scale, so almost like a little seesaw, on one side, it can be positive experience, those social supports, nutrition, positive interactions, supports, attentive caregivers. On the other side, it could be the stress that you experience on a daily basis, something not so positive. And depending on each person's level of resilience and experience, the scale can tip either side. So if a person is weighed down with positive experience, then the person is more likely to have strong relationships and good health. On the flip side, if the scale is weighed down by experiences that call on stress, then there might be a higher chance of anxiety and all those other pieces that we may experience every so often. So one way we can build resilience is through experience. And this is a lifelong process. Resilience can happen a little bit easier during early childhood. However, for adults, it is still something that we can build. It is not set in stone. So when we support each other, are responsive, and have that serve and return, that back and forth interaction with one another, and having those positive interactions with one another. The other thing that I also read recently, it was talking about kindness and how kindness can be contagious. The good feelings and the goodwill, it can be passed on. So if you're smiling at someone, chances are the person will smile back. It may be a little bit different right now if you're having your mask on, but you can emphasize it with your eyes or with the little ones. You can share that I'm smiling under my mask. There are lots of different ways of sharing that positive feeling. Right now, I know that we are working hard on practicing physical distancing, but we can still stay socially connected. So it can be through social interaction, can be through connecting or just touching base with the people around you to see how they're doing. And it's also important to be supportive, empathetic. We're all in this together. We may be going through different phases and stages in our life and path. And understanding that we're all there for each other and being supportive. And all in all, this comes through not only what we are eating, what we're doing, but it all comes to our healthy body, mind, and spirit, where they're all interconnected and finding the balance. I wanted to share a little bit of an example. So I recently bought a succulent. And the reason why I got a succulent, because I've always heard and people have always told me that they are so easy to grow. Can't make a mistake, but for some reason, I have the hardest time growing this specific kind of succulent. It has been a trial and error. I have to really take my time, observe, see how the temperature is, the amount of water, the lighting, finding that balance. And through this journey that I've had with this tiny little succulent, I have really learned a lot about myself too, that things sometimes need time to adjust. They need patience. Just because when someone thinks it's easy doesn't mean it's easy for someone else and vice versa. Everyone has different challenges, different obstacles. So for me in this instance was this tiny little succulent. But every day, it really, when I do look at it, it reminds me of just being patient, giving a little bit of love, staying positive, and that little bit of hope. And when I think of the narrative that I have of this journey with the succulent, it reminded me of this piece that Dr. Robert Onda had mentioned during the brain story. So what he said was, we can rewrite the narrative of our lives by providing a chance to see the story of your life and create a different path for the future. So for the future, it would be with hope, meaning, and purpose. And when I heard this for the first time, it really made me take a step back and be mindful and think about and focusing on what you can control. Being realistic, being positive, and not causing too much stress for yourself on some of the things that you can't control. Being compassionate to yourself and to others, And also finding pockets of time that bring you joy, bring that spark in your life, whether it is going for a walk, having a tea, which that's my go-to, and just enjoying those little moments. And as mentioned before, it's all having to do with your healthy body, mind, and spirit.
Great. So it sounds like you've had that realization about the importance of the balance in life, whether it's a break, that cup of tea, and understanding the hope, meaning, and purpose through all of these ups and downs that we've had, the idea of being mindful, and just thinking about your journey through the brain story. Is there one piece that, or one practice that you've put into place that has really cultivated your own well-being?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest one has been the fact that with this brain story, it talks a lot about the science, but it also talks about the interconnectedness that we have within our bodies, our minds, as well as our surroundings. So with that, I really, really took away and am still practicing the fact that it is a lifelong process, whether it is with resilience or taking your time to build those experiences. It's never too late. It is maybe a little bit easier in the early childhood, which is why it's so important to provide those experiences. However, even in adulthoods as well, adults go through different phases and stages. So it's all a lifelong process. And as mentioned, it takes time, some longer than others, but we will all eventually get there. It's just when we get there, how we get there, but we will all get there.
Wonderful. And I appreciated your story about succulents. It is one plant that I still have yet to figure out. Too much, too little, sunlight, water. Oh, I keep seeing them and thinking, oh, maybe this time. And I think that speaks to the positivity that a lot of us, and that resilience that we've built over these last few months, looking on the bright side of things, that maybe this time it will happen. So I appreciate you sharing that story.
Excited to welcome Ashley Havlin from Niagara Region Childcare. And she's going to share a little bit with us about her journey through the pandemic, the positive impacts that she's seen with her educator team, and a different resource that she found to support her team. So welcome, Ashley. We're excited to have you here today on ECCDC's very first podcast.
Thank you for having me. I feel honored to be here and sharing what I've been through and with everyone in the community.
Great. And so starting with your journey, what has your journey been like through the pandemic?
Everybody has a story to tell, I'm sure, throughout all of this. Mine started, I actually became supervisor at the very beginning of the pandemic in April. I was at St. Catharines Regional Child Care Center at that time. And during emergency care, I helped to facilitate the opening of St. Catharines Regional at that time, also while we were still going through construction. So it was a very interesting time for sure. We were doing the construction to expand upon our child care spaces, which is now open and functioning. And it's been a constant learning experience throughout all of this for myself. Lots of changes have happened, and just the ability that, you know what, we can only control what we can right now, and I need to focus on those things opposed to the unknown, which I'm unable to control. So that's where I've been trying to allocate my energy as best I can. And it's been wonderful, you know, having some purpose. We were closed down for a little while, and once we opened for emergency care, it gave us purpose again. I know that I can speak to that for myself. We had all new families come in, and we had to learn, get to know these children and get to know these families and build those relationships. And most of it was happening at our front door. So yeah, it's been quite interesting. And then I moved over to Welland Regional in July when the emergency care was lifted, and we went back to kind of more of essential care. So here I am at Welland Regional now, my home post.
Wonderful. Sounds like a very big journey in a short amount of time and a lot of learnings, which is really exciting. And as far as the educator team that you've been working with, you've had a few different ones. What about their impacts that they've had with the children and families through this time?
It's been really amazing to watch everybody come together. I've been, yes, again, with two different teams, and both teams have excelled throughout all of this. You know, obviously everyone's had anxiety through our experiences. Again, the unknown, what to expect, changes are quite often frequent and what have you. And we went from having our children one day to being closed to opening up for emergency care a week later. And again, you know, having to get to know children, that was a learning curve, and also our families as well. And we were able to do that. They all rose to the challenge, our staff. And having children in care helped regain some normalcy. I used to say to the staff every Friday, it's going to get easier. Like, the more into it we were, and as staff were there, you know, some started on the Monday. Almost a couple of us had been there for a couple of weeks already. And we were where they were 2 weeks ago. And we could give them kind of that reassurance that it's going to be easier. We've become more comfortable throughout all of this, but not complacent by any means. And that's something that we're trying to do. And the staff have all adapted. They've been super flexible, and they're rolling with all these changes, just like the families are too. Providing care to frontline workers gave us some purpose and validated that we played an important role during all of these times to being four of our sites being open for emergency care. And the staff, like, for example, they put some documentation photos at the front doors for our parents, because that's as far as they could come in at that time. Wherever possible too, they would, you know, come out and see the parents, get somebody else to relieve them, so they could share some anecdotes of their child's day or some messages, or just to say hi to the parent. Trying to build those relationships as best we can under How Does Learning Happen as well. So I give the staff kudos. You know, we're all looking forward to our winter break, and they've definitely earned it this year, for sure.
Wonderful. It sounds like through that, the staff were looking after the children's well-being, the family's well-being, by trying to build those relationships. I love how you stated the validation of their role, that they're so critical in this journey that we've been on through the pandemic, that the impact that they've had with the families and the children. So
yes, yeah, I always think, you know, educators are the most flexible people, and I have to give them, through all of this, everyone has displayed their flexibility and also their commitment to the children, for sure.
And you had shared that you'd found a resource around masks and the idea of resiliency. And I'm curious as to how that came about and what that process was, or why that was something that you were looking for.
So I had a lot of guidelines throughout the pandemic, and we've gone through frequent changes with these guidelines for the Ministry of Education. And in September, new guidelines were implemented when we went kind of back to quote unquote normal care, so to speak. So one of the changes was having a medical mask on and eye protection at all times. And that caused, you know, a lot of unknown for us, because we depend on our singing. We depend on that interaction with the children. You know, they depend on our facial expressions and what have you. So I had done some some looking online and trying to get some resources for the staff and also too for the children. And I came across this resource, the story about masks. And I liked it because it was showing real kind of photographs, and it was simple language. So something that can be used with all ages. It can be laminated and used with the children that way. And it's just a simple story as to explaining on the children's level as to why we are wearing masks, why we look the way we look. We'll often say, you know what, I'm smiling at you under here right now. We've also posted at our front entrance pictures of ourselves with our masks and eye protection and without. And you'll often catch the children coming in and looking at us and being like, there's Ashley, you know, and knowing the difference between us, because they don't get to see our faces as often anymore. But I have to say, they are so resilient and flexible, and it really, the transition was quite smooth with the children, for sure. And this has also been a help too, to help relate it to them a little bit better. We do talk to them often about what's going on, which is a positive approach that we've taken with it.
Wonderful. And that links into the idea of expression. So much of our communication is through the expressions that we make. And so you found a way to still check in with them. And I love how you said, I'm smiling at you underneath this mask, so that they have that visual in their mind that you are giving them that smile. Wonderful. Yeah. And so the staff have incorporated this into their programs?
Yes. Yeah. We've had it laminated. The children can have access to it that way too. It's easy to clean. It can be wiped down that way. You can even post it throughout at eye level as well. It's another way to kind of incorporate it, having it on the bookshelf and, having the staff engage the children with using this resource. So, and you catch the children too. They like to look at the real pictures. It just seems realistic, and it kind of gives that connection for them as well. It's a common ground for them.
Wonderful. And when we started our conversation, you talked about focusing on the known versus the unknown, and that trying to stay positive. Has this been a key in supporting your own well-being through all of this?
For sure. I just said it the other day, we've all had to adapt. A lot of us had trips booked, different things that we need to look forward to, and we've had to adjust the way that we're looking forward to things. Right now, it's sitting on the couch with a cup of tea watching Hallmark movies. But we as human beings, we always need something to look forward to, so to speak. So having that, setting that as a goal for yourself, I think it's a good way to keep moving forward through all of this. And the unknown, there's so much unknown right now, and that can cause great amounts of anxiety with individuals. And so I'm trying to focus on what we can control, and I'm trying to instill that in my staff as well, that, we can control how much we're cleaning. We can control our interactions with these families, how much we're engaging with these children, the care that we're providing them, the programming, those kinds of things. That's up to us. And, we've had to adapt, but that's what we do as educators, is we have that flexibility. Just, it's innate, I think, in all of us. So that's what we keep doing, is we just keep moving forward and focusing on what we're able to control right now.
Wonderful. And if I was to ask you, what's one key learning that you've had over the last 8 months, what would you say that would be?
I always think, after I say something, I kind of add like a disclaimer lately. What I'm saying right now might change in 5 minutes, but I've learned definitely a lot about the public health end of things. I give them huge kudos to both ends, like the clinical and environmental sides. They've been a great support to all of us, and just learning, the understanding of why we're doing things is also important. At first, it might not make sense to us, but we know that somebody out there, they're doing it for a reason and a purpose. And it's been great kind of just learning through all this, public health inspectors and the nurses and what have you. It's been very interesting for the course, for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been wonderful to hear all about your journey through this pandemic. And again, today we were looking at educators' dedication and cultivating well-being. And I think you've touched on all of that for us. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope, it helps other ones, give them a little bit of perspective out there and can offer them support as well. Through all this, we're all in it together, that's for sure. Everybody has their own story and experience, and it's good to be sharing it with one another too. We're not alone.
Wonderful. You've worded that very well. We are not alone, and it's wonderful to see the profession come together. So thank you very much, and we look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
All right, lots of great conversation and discussions. This is very exciting, and I just wanted to wrap up this piece of this podcast. I did want to open up an opportunity for our listeners, current listeners and future listeners, for any questions or comments that you may want to share with us. Feel free to connect on the ECCDC social media. Our next podcast, which we're really excited about, is on the topic of helping to build families up, overcome barriers, and feel connected through challenging times. So this will be released on January 6th on Wednesday, so stay tuned.
And all of our podcasts, the current and the future ones, they will be placed in our ECCDC website at the bottom of the homepage, and you will find all that information at the bottom of the page.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us for this, our very first podcast. It's been wonderful having Priyanka and Ashley to share their knowledge and their journey. And we look forward to hearing about your journeys and connecting with everyone. Take care and have a wonderful day.